www.thebestofbrandon.com.
Your thoughts, Frank, listening.
Hey, how we doing?
Hey, Frank, I take it you're calling in advance because I believe we are aired in a delayed broadcast basis there in Wilmington. Is that correct?
Absolutely. But I get to listen to you on hold, and I love it.
All right, cool. Well, appreciate it. So yeah, if you are listening to Free Talk Live on a local radio station or XM where you're not hearing us live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, those are our live hours, you can still call the show. You can call to comment on whatever you want to, and then later on you'll be able to listen back to your own call.
That's true.
When the show airs. So what's on your mind tonight?
Okay, premise. I understand it might be wrong, okay? But
It might be wrong, but that is not a good way to introduce your topic. If I'm on, you know you're going to get yelled at, but go on.
Go on.
Okay, all right, fair enough. First, if you know something might be wrong, okay, but it's the right thing to do, is really a bad thing to do. Is it really wrong? Like push a woman down who...
Let's hear what he has to say.
Yeah, like what? Give us an example.
Okay, the example is, I know that the Free State Project is a good thing, and I would want to give that information to as many people as I could, and maybe the best way to do that, from my perspective, might be to write the website on U.S. currency, where I would, and I'm not advocating, but I'm saying that I could write www.freestateproject.org, on every dollar bill, on every $5, on every $10 bill, on every dollar bill that comes through me, and I'm a cab driver.
There is nothing wrong with that, Frank. Let me just let you know. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Those bills are yours to write on, should you like.
And tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. What are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. The list goes on and on, doesn't it? Seems like every time we turn on the TV, there's always some new somebody talking about something about our health. And what's right? Does cancer, or does broccoli cause cancer, or does it help cancer? You know, is it better to eat fried chicken or baked chicken? Well, I think we know the answer to that one. But at the end of the day, what is it? Common sense for what we do. Common sense. And really, health is common sense. And that's what we want to help you do on this show. We want to help you get well, stay well, and live well. But, you know, the reality is you have to make decisions based on where you want to go. You want to make radical changes, you're going to get radical results with your health. At the end of the day, realize this. Choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health that we're going to have tomorrow. And we can. We can have great health. But at the end of the day, you want to make sure that you're making the right choices, that you're educated, that you understand that the things you eat every single day are going to make a difference, that getting proper rest is going to make a difference, getting blood work done by your physician every 6 months to monitor your body is a great thing that will make a difference. I mean, there's a lot of different, what we call the 7 health prescriptions that will kind of lead you and guide you, the common sense principles really more than anything, help you achieve optimal health. So understanding that, you can go from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. And at the end of the day, that's what it's about. It's about finding optimal health. Alzheimer's has been a real big topic. And memory and really just brain chemistry issues within healthcare has been a big topic. And they're saying now that the short-term memory loss that we'll see at some points in our life might be an early predictor of Alzheimer's. And just so you know, right now, Alzheimer's is an all-time high. We've never seen so many diagnoses of Alzheimer's than we're seeing right now. With mild cognitive impairment, now it's marked by the short-term memory loss. This article on Health Day says that Spanish researchers looked at 116 people with mild cognitive impairment who developed Alzheimer's disease within 2 years, and 204 patients with the condition who didn't develop Alzheimer's, and 197 people with no cognitive problems. Mild cognitive impairment is usually marked by difficulties with short-term memory, such as losing your train of thought repeatedly or having trouble remembering what you did yesterday. And you might begin to demonstrate uncharacteristic poor judgment or have trouble finding your way around familiar places. And some people, like, where's my key? Where did I park my car? You have those kind of senior moments, as they call them. But at the end of the day, what's really happening is you're losing acetylcholine. And acetylcholine is one of the top brain chemicals. It's because we're nutrient deficient. It's one of the main reasons. It's not just genetics. It's not just old age. It's that literally we're nutrient deficient and we're having a hard time actually finding and getting it where it needs to be, because we're not eating the right kind of foods. And so there's certain foods that can help with acetylcholine, just so you know. It can help raise acetylcholine levels in the brain. And a lot of the foods that we eat every single day, but a lot of them that we probably stay away from. So a lot of the processed foods out there really are going to be robbing your body of the nutrients that you need. And certain foods like eggs, beef, nuts, cheese, yogurt, those are all very good. Now, of course, let's talk about that for a minute. Eggs, of course, you want to do organic as much as you can. It's only about a dollar more, $1.50 maybe, to go with the organic eggs. And that plays a big role. People say, well, does it really matter? Yeah, it does. Because you've got hormone-free, antibiotic-free chickens that are laying the eggs. And then, of course, remember, whatever you put inside your body becomes your body. So the raw materials that you put inside your body, that's all the body can use to make this happen. So you're getting good healthy fats, good lean quality proteins out of the eggs. Beef, grass-fed, hormone-free, of course, is the way to go. Nuts, all the almonds, walnuts, cashews, just incredible for overall health. Cheese, all of the raw milk cheeses that they have now, a little bit more expensive, but incredibly healthy for you. Goat's milk yogurt, I'm a big fan. Goat's milk yogurt plays a big role in our overall health and is the closest molecular structure we have to human mother's milk. So all of those can be helpful in raising acetylcholine levels naturally. And people always look for supplements to change them. And I'm really not a big fan. I'm really more about getting into whole foods and letting food be our best medicine. Let food get in and make the biggest difference in our overall health. So when you're dealing with short-term memory loss, and maybe you're in your 40s and you're starting to think, well, I can't remember what I did yesterday. I ask people all the time, what did you eat yesterday? And they sit there and go, I can't remember. And it makes a big difference. So not only do you want to train your brain by doing the little crossword puzzles and Sudoku or however you say that, and, you know, reading and stimulating your mind that way, you have to also provide good nutrition. And just so you know, one of the biggest robbers of acetylcholine for the brain is coffee. Coffee will deplete your acetylcholine levels. I know. Oh, my goodness, don't carry away my coffee. Don't take it away. I'm not trying to take it away, but I probably would tailor it down. Tell people, if you love coffee, it's not bad because it's got some good benefits. Like for guys, it's really good for your prostate. And it's really good for, believe it or not, vessel integrity. Can be very helpful for your blood vessels, help strengthen the blood vessels. But again, too much of a good thing can be bad too. So you might want to limit it to maybe doing it on the weekends instead of a Monday through Friday thing where you drink. I talked to one lady the other day who drank 8 cups of coffee in the morning. 8, just to get going. I'm like, really? 8. And it's because your adrenals are worn out. Adrenals are fried. That's okay. And 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your...
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk Radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
Some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 and get the natural pain relief alternative.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 9th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1730.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,772.96, $886.48 for a half ounce, or $443.24 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,772.96, $886.48, and $443.24.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit, or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Going into the break, talk with Larry. Larry's been dealing with cancer, going through some chemotherapy, and also high blood pressure. And I guess the question is, what do you do? What are some things you can eat? What are some lifestyle choices that you can make as you're going through treatment so that your body doesn't respond in the way it has? Because evidently the chemo, you know, it's tough on the body, no doubt about it. We all know that. It's tough. But you got to make strong changes in your lifestyle. So rather than me giving you some pointers, let me start with this, okay? Let's refine what you already are doing. Did your oncologist or any of the team that you're working with give you, say, an eating plan or give you any kind of lifestyle plan as you're going through this?
No, they gave me some fairly general information, but he's not, I can tell this guy's not real big on the diet thing. And today when I told him I was taking this good vitamin, he said, well, don't take more than just a daily on it. He says, I don't want you feeding the cancer while you're feeding your body. So I understand what he's trying to do. He's trying to kill the cancer before he kills me. So,
yeah. No, the mindset is right. And the oncologist, it's, believe it or not, it's a really good feel. A lot of natural guys, I'm kind of in the middle because I'm a big fan of natural medicine and natural health care kind of, but I'm also a big fan of traditional as well. So here's the deal. When you're going through something like that and your body's responding, like with blood pressure and whatnot, and I'm assuming, did you have blood pressure before this or it's happened during the treatment?
No, I've had it my whole life, guy. I've had it since I was 10 years old.
Okay, so it's been a lifelong deal. Okay, here's the deal. Are you overweight right now?
You know, I am somewhat. I'm not really fat because I'm quite muscular, but I am about 225. I'm only 5'11".
Okay, but just more muscular.
190.
Yeah, more muscular than anything.
190. So.
Yeah. Okay, no problem. Well, here's the deal. First things first is, you know, and make sure, just let me kind of make a statement here, is that you want to run all this by your oncologist. They need to know every little detail because, man, the chemotherapy drugs, it's no joke. And he's right. I mean, it's fine tooth comb with what you do. But your diet, there's nothing wrong with working on dietary changes. And I do recommend, literally, I really do recommend working with an RD because they've got this new board certification that RDs are taking now for oncology. And it's really a great training program. And I would trust what they say. I think they would give you good information. And probably they've got some hooked up with wherever you're doing your chemo. That would be a good thought. All right. So just look into that for me. But I'll tell you, inflammatory foods, that's where it's at. In my book, Empowering Your Health, I talk a lot about that. I talk about foods that bring health to the body, foods that literally will take health out of the body. A lot of the processed foods are things you want to probably not really be a big fan of. So bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, a lot of the flour-based foods are something to be really cautious of. And a lot of research on that, too. And, you know, research will tell you that for blood pressure and all these sorts of things, you know, exercise is big. But from a dietary perspective, all the healthy fats, omega-3s, 6s, 9s, cod liver oil, fish oil, all have great benefits. And all the green leafy vegetables, man, there's so many antioxidants in those. Like broccoli, for example, has sulforaphane. And sulforaphane has been, they call it broccoli seed extract, but the sulforaphane is a chemical component that has actually been shown and proven in research and studies to be great for overall support of the immune system when somebody's going through chemotherapy. So, you got to be careful because, again, only oncologists can guide you. Like a lot of vitamin C is really good too, but a lot of times you can't take vitamin C with chemotherapy because, you know, again, it interferes. As far as blood pressure goes, I wouldn't really focus. I mean, if you're asking my thoughts on it, exercise would be your biggest tool for blood pressure because, again, so much focus right now is on the cancer that you really don't need to be focused at all my personal thoughts on blood pressure. And that's probably what the oncologist is going to tell you. The medications will manage it, especially if it's been something you've been dealing with since you were 10. You know, you probably want to be careful with that and stick with one thing at a time. The diet is going to be the key, though. That is the one thing you can control. You know what I mean? It's kind of like your body's gotten to a place where there's cancer there. Okay? So the one thing, and you can't control that. That is what it is. It's where the body is. There's genetic factors. There's lifestyle factors, toxins that have happened over the years. And here's where you are. So the one thing you can control are the foods that you put in your body every single day, your positive attitude, which does play a role, believe it or not. It's not pie in the sky, and it's not cheesy. It really is true.
it's been proven. Harvard's done plenty of studies on it and how our mind plays a big role. Your diet's a key. Exercise, rest, stress management. Seriously, all of those play a huge role in your blood pressure, in your immune system, how your body functions, all of it. And so making sure that your body functions at a high level, making sure that you function mentally at a high level right now is going to play a big role. And you can. The one thing, if you want to ask my biggest opinion, you said you want like five things that will matter. Here's my five things. You want five, eat an anti-inflammatory diet, number one. Number two is drink half your body weight in ounces of water. These are all, and I'm not telling you this is like the gold standard, but these are some basic lifestyle factors that your oncologist, you run by him, guarantee you he's going to say, you know what, that's good wisdom. And you make sure. Water, plenty of water, exercise, as long as they say it's okay and your energy level is okay, and eating plenty of the healthy fats and making sure that you make that a part of your diet, okay, because healthy fats are going to build the immune system as well, and then getting rest. Seriously, the rest is a key. Plenty of rest, so important when your body, when you're under a fight, when you're in a fight like you are right now, you want to make sure you rest. So many studies are out there right now that talk about stress management, people that are dealing with cancer, because the more you rest, the more you allow your body to fight. But yet at the same time, making sure that you have plenty of energy from, you know, in exercise, plenty of, because as I say, the chemotherapy is going in and it's killing all the cells. Unfortunately, it's killing the good and the bad, but he wants to preserve as much of the good as he can. But you want to do as much as you can to keep that immune system strong, so there's some maintenance there for the good cells. It's a balancing act. As far as nutrients, supplements, and all that go, you don't really want to, I agree with him in a way that you don't really want to be cranking a million supplements, but you want to get a lot from your food right now and the good choices that you can make because of the fine line balance that goes on with the chemotherapy and those drugs. So keep doing your research, but keep everything more of a common sense approach as you're going through that. Now, when the chemotherapy is over, that's when you get the advice that you're looking for and then hit it hard on the rebound. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. We'll be right back. Folks, you heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart Patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. Check us out on the web, DrAsaOnCall.com. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health really is your greatest wealth. And remember, 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That means that somehow, some way, we lifestyled our way into a certain or particular health challenge. But the good news is, if we can lifestyle our way into getting sick, we can lifestyle our way out and get well. And that's what we want to help you do on this show. Get well, stay well, and live well. To go from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Let's kick it off now and go with Shirley. Hi, Shirley. Welcome to the show.
Hi. One of my main concerns are poor blood circulation. And I've been having, like, this problem with my ankles swelling. And I would like to know, you know, what could I do to prevent this from happening?
So your ankles, are they both swelling or just one?
Just both of them. I was actually, I went to my primary care doctor, and he didn't diagnose me with high blood pressure, but, you know, he was kind of telling me, you know, I don't want you to you know, get to have a stroke or anything at the age you are. I'm actually 36 now. And
well, you're just a spring chicken.
Yes, and I haven't been diagnosed with high blood pressure, but it just, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I mean, I try to eat healthy, and I was listening last night where he was speaking that, you know, people saying that it's tradition that you, like Uncle Bob or Aunt Sue had it, or I'm going to have it. I don't want to be in that category because it's real heavy in my family.
Well, and you don't have to be. Now, if you have heart disease in your family or cancer or diabetes, then we have that link. We have a genetic link that can be there, but it doesn't have to be our destiny. So, you know, it all comes down to the choices we make every single day. So if you've got some swelling in the ankles and the legs, then, you know, of course, that can be a definite precursor to some form of heart disease. But at the end of the day, you know, you got to make some decisions. Now, what medicine did they put you on?
It was a, I really don't have my medicine right here with me on hand. It's a small little pill, and it,
okay,
like, sent me to the restroom where I'm constantly urinating. So
I'm with you. That's a pill on a diuretic. So at the end of the day, you want to know what can you do to not have to do that. You want to know what can you do to live a healthy lifestyle, and you want to know what needs to happen so that your heart can stay healthy and you don't fall into that category of someone that is on some form of heart-related medication for the rest of their life, right?
Right.
Okay, good. So talk to me. Let's start first. How much weight do you need to lose, or do you need to lose weight?
Right now I'm at like 200 and probably 56 pounds. And I want to get my weight down.
How tall are you?
5'7".
Oh, my. Okay. So you need to lose, at least 80 pounds.
Yeah. A lot of my friends, they look at me like, you're tall. You don't even look like you were 250-something pounds.
Yeah, but at 5'7".
I can feel it on my stomach. I can just, I want to get rid of this stomach. I just need to know, like, a proper diet and just what I need to do.
Well, the first thing is, you know this is not going to be easy, right?
Yes.
You know you have to work.
Yes,
and
sir.
The question that I ask everyone, if you really want to go down this path, is, do you want to get well?
Yes.
All right, then the second question of that is really, are you willing to do whatever it takes no matter how hard it's going to be?
Yes, I am.
All right, then if you're in that place, here's the deal. First thing's got to happen when you're going through something like this. My seven recommendations, or my seven thoughts, or seven prescriptions, as we call them, really line up with starting from A to Z. My book, Empowering Your Health, is really a good guide for what to do. If you don't know really where to start, I think it's a great way to go, and you can pick that up at empoweringyourhealth.com, and it really is a good guide, not just because I wrote it, but it combines a lot of the common sense approach that's out there from a lot of different mindsets, and will take you from where you are to where you need to be. So here's the deal. First things first, you got to change what you're eating. Eating is what got you into gaining weight and got you overweight over a long period of time. So changing your mindset, changing the way you eat, is really the key. And that's the first thing that has to happen. So going through your cupboard, pretty much radically changing everything is going to be the first and foremost thing. So your diet would be pretty much three meals a day, a couple of snacks in between. And that's what a lot of dietitians and nutritionists are recommending today in their standard protocols. And it's pretty simple. You're staying away from a lot of the starchy carbohydrates, and you're looking more toward, you know, bread. You're staying away from the breads, the pasta, cereal, crackers. And you look more toward the lean quality proteins like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, the low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, because that's not going to affect your blood sugar as much. And if you don't affect the blood sugar that much, then you're not going to store a lot of body fat based on eating too much sugar. And that comes from carbohydrates. And the healthy fats come from almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados. And the healthy fats are so important because they help regulate blood sugar. They also help regulate your hormones. And as you know, hormones are key in the overall health situation, especially when you're dealing with losing weight. A lot of people think fat's going to make them fat, but that's not true at all. It's actually going to help regulate hormone systems. It'll help regulate blood sugar and actually help you drop the body fat and the belly fat like you're talking about that you're concerned about. But eating is really important. It's so important, so critical, and I think it's one of the biggest steps that anyone can take. Food really is our best medicine. Now, from a supplement perspective, people get all bent out of shape about supplements. What do you take? What do you not take? What is it? Well, I mean, what do we use? What do we not use? And at the end of the day, you want to make sure that your only four basic supplements for most people is all really anybody needs, and it's the foundational four. Now, nutritional deficiencies are a whole different ballgame. When you get blood work done from a nutritional perspective, it's good to have someone evaluate exactly what's going on with your blood and your blood work. And so that's a big key. And unfortunately, people don't get that evaluated often enough, and that's why nutritional deficiencies can build up. So for you wanting to come up with a game plan, getting some blood work done from your physician or someone that is qualified to do that would be smart, and do it from a nutritional perspective where they can check everything. Hormones, they can check all the different aspects of your blood. They can check heart markers. They can check thyroid. They can check growth hormone. I mean, there's so many different variables in your health that needs to be evaluated. So having someone that can check that. But as far as the supplements go, a good whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes to help break down your food, cod liver oil for your omega-3 fats, vitamin A and vitamin D. You can also do just a regular DHA oil or a good omega-3 oil. Those are fine. And then, of course, at the end of the day, the big one, probiotics. Probiotics are good for the gut. They put the good bacteria back in. They're good for the immune system. And new studies have come out where they've shown how good they are for healthy mini trampolines called rebounding. Really, really good. Great research on that as well. It's weight-bearing, but it's not. It's very easing on the joints because of the way the little trampoline is set up, and that might be something you want to do some research on as far as exercise goes to give you some options. There's a rebounder that has a stabilization bar, and it costs about $100 at urbanrebounder.com. I'm a big fan of that company. The products are very good. I know the owner, and it's just a good company. The equipment will last you. And if it doesn't, if anything breaks, they're real good about repairing it. So anyway, urbanrebounder.com for that. But the rebounders are great. They're great for blood pressure. They're great for swelling and edema. Just be careful. Make sure your doc knows that you're doing that. So keep them abreast of everything going on. And then also water intake. That's a big one. And I think that dehydration is something that so many people struggle with. And it's something that's overlooked, but yet it's something that's critical for our health. It's really important, not just for overall health, but also for burning body fat. Our body has a real interesting mechanism to it, and if we don't have enough water and we actually get dehydrated, then our body will start shutting down from a fat-burning perspective. But as we get our water intake up, say, for example, half your body weight in ounces, so if you weigh 250 pounds, 125 ounces of water every day, now that sounds like a lot. It is. But if your body mass is that big, then you can handle it. You feel like you're going to be swimming. Well, you might feel like it, but it's actually going to be healthy. You actually get rid of the water weight. And funny enough, what they have you on right now are water pills. Why? Because you've got swelling and edema going on in the legs. Probably a lot of dehydration goes along with that. And you have to be careful. Here's the deal. A lot of times when you have swelling, there can be potential issues with the kidneys. So if you drink a lot of fluids, you got to be real careful with the kidneys. That's not really advised. So I don't know all the details. Ask your doctor about that. Make sure the creatinine levels in your blood work are okay and that they will be okay with you increasing fluids, because at the end of the day, there's some lab tests that you need to verify on that before you can jump in and start drinking all kinds of water. But at the end of the day, typically for the average person where their kidneys are healthy and function, that is a good method for optimal health. And then, of course, rest is a big one. Making sure that you rest, you know, going to bed before midnight, of course, is important. Every minute of sleep you get before midnight is worth about 4 minutes after, and it helps reset the body with hormones and overall function as well. So that and having a good primary care physician, those are the seven keys, really, to optimal health. Thanks for the call. Keep me posted on how things go. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, 888-283-7272.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. You looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen.
Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals. But the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's talk about you. This show is about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. Quote for the day comes from Oprah Winfrey. Good old Oprah. What I know for sure is that what you give comes back to you. Very true. We reap what we sow. What you give will always come back. Question is, what are you giving today? What are you giving to others? What kind of value are you bringing to others? You know, that matters. Whether it's your family members, whether it's your own health in your own body, what kind of value are you putting out? Are you making good choices? Because the choices that you make every single day are going to determine so much about your health and your life. And the question is, what kind of choices are you making for your overall health? That's going to determine everything. Irene in Detroit, Michigan writes, all my life I've had flaky skin, and the condition is worse on my arms and hair. As I get older, it's not getting any better. Is there anything I can do to help this, or is it just something I need to accept I will always have? Not really. Irene, when it comes to skin conditions, they are always an inside-out thing, not an outside-in thing. And a lot of us get so wrapped up in flaky skin, we start throwing the lotions and the potions all over the place, thinking that that's going to make it better. A lot of times it doesn't. A lot of times with flaky skin, it is a deficiency of some kind. Either the body has a food allergy going on in the digestive tract, or it typically can come from an omega-3 deficiency. We're all very deficient in omega-3s. We don't get enough of them, and no, a couple of pieces of fish a week is not enough. It's definitely when you need to come in and start using fish oil on a regular basis. That's why a lot of doctors are recommending that to their patients now, because of the research behind it, not only for heart disease, but also just for over general health, good for hormones, good for the immune system, and skin, hair, and nails. Skin being one of the big ones, and getting plenty of the omega-3 fish oil version, however you're going to get that from, you know, whether it's your diet or do you actually get the fish oil in a oil form, however you want to do that, it's definitely recommended to do that on a regular basis as far as a supplemental form. So something to consider, and that will help out flaky skin tremendously. I mean, a lot of times, believe it or not, it can play a big role. And kids especially will see that often. But adults, as we get older, stress and the demands on our body, we can end up losing a lot of our collagen and the elastin within the skin. And it's important to make sure we have plenty of the omega-3 fats, and also vitamin C can play a big role for healthy skin, something to consider. We get that in some of our fruits and vegetables, but a lot of times due to over-demands and stressors in the body, extended amounts of vitamin C can be very, very beneficial. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Kids who live with smokers miss more school. This was on MSNBC, but the children, they say, whose parents smoke tend to miss more school than their classmates with non-smoking parents. So come on, parents, it's time to step up, be the leaders in the home. Possibly they're saying because of the higher risk and rate of respiratory infections, a new study suggests. Researchers found that among nearly 3,000 families in a national survey, children who live with smokers missed an extra day out of the school year on average. They also tended to have more ear infections and chest colds than their peers, and it seemed to partly explain the link between household smoking and missed school days. The findings reported in the Journal of Pediatrics do not prove that parent smoking itself leads to more absenteeism, but they offer parents more incentive to quit the habit, according to Dr. Douglas Levy and colleagues at Massachusetts General Hospital. The health experts already recommend that kids be shielded from secondhand smoke. And it's one of the big causes of severe asthma in kids, pneumonia, and SIDS, which is sudden infant death syndrome. You know, I'm a big advocate of not smoking. I think like any doctor, but just myself, it really doesn't bring anything to your life. It's kind of like there's really no health benefit from it at all. And I know I grew up in a home where the parents smoked. And, you know, of course, it was the thing to do. And I'm not knocking them. But I had a lot of chest colds when I was a kid. Walking pneumonia, they called it. And just a lot of bronchitis. Bronchitis was like something I had all the time. And I wasn't really a sick kid. Ate pretty healthy. But it was because of the secondhand smoke. And I'm just grateful that my parents quit at, you know, as a semi-early age. And then, believe it or not, I can remember. I mean, I didn't know anything about health then. But if I look back, I can remember how, you know, I was sick during the days when they smoked. And then when they quit, you know, my lungs miraculously, like it's almost like that. I remember them saying, well, you know, Asa just doesn't get sick anymore. Like he doesn't get the bronchitis and all that. And I'm thinking, now looking back, it was because my parents quit smoking. And being around that kind of environment, you know, there's what's called third-hand smoke, too, parents. And I'm kind of talking to you right now because it's really important. Like, if you smoke, it's a horrible habit. You know it is. But for whatever reason, you still do it. And when you've got kids involved, you can go outside and smoke. Like, you may have the whole adage, well, Dr. Asa, I know, I don't smoke inside the house. Okay. When you go outside and smoke, just know there's what's called third-hand smoke. And they're saying now that third-hand smoke gets in our hair and on our clothes. So let's go, say you smoke outside, and then you come in and you hold your little baby all day, right? So your little baby is hugging on you, and you're always carrying your little baby, and the baby's smelling your clothes and face in the hair and all that. They're saying third-hand smoke can be potentially more dangerous than second-hand smoke. So think about that. You've got a responsibility to be a leader in your home and your family. So to smoke is to pick one of the toughest habits for our health. And kicking that habit may be tough. And I understand that. I get that. There are ways to quit, and there's ways to quit naturally. And you can really be a champion to come out the other side. But think about it. Remember, health is your greatest wealth. And the choices we make today not just are important for us, but for all those around us to be responsible for their health as well. Be selfless with your health and not selfish. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to Dr. Asa On Call, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
The content heard on this show is of a general nature and provided for informational purposes only. This information is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.